Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Inspire Church Albany podcast. Whether you attend our church or you are listening from home, we invite you to journey with us on our new series, Become. Enjoy this message.
It's great being at conference with you all. I've really loved the ministry of Pastor Tim Hall and Shane Willard. I think it's brilliant. Yeah? And I don't know about you, but I get fired up in a conference. I mean, I get fired up anywhere, to be honest with you. I'm just fired up, passionate about what God called me out of and what he called me into. Because the reality is, if you look back, Shane said, look back 10 years. If I look back a few more years than that, I'm a different person today to what I was then, because Christ lives in me, the hope of glory. And that's why I'm excited. I'm excited because he's on the inside of me, not me anymore, it's him. Christ lives in me, Paul said, and he's bigger in me than any circumstance you may face. And that's why we should be the most excited people on the planet. And I just want to encourage you, let's get excited, okay? And let's believe that if God's word is for us, what can be against us? I want don't turn to it. Let me just read it to you. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, and the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul since I have rejected him as king over Israel? And fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king. And Samuel said, how can I go? People are always asking how. Hey, let's just get ready to go. All right? And so I want to talk today about the anointing. The anointing. You know, I believe that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is probably the greatest thing you can have in your life. I believe this. I loved what Pastor Shane was talking about. If he gets close enough to Jesse, his atomics, his something, particles get mingling with him. And they get mingling. And I truly believe that. And which is why I would declare today at the outset of this message, it's better caught than taught. I said it's better caught than taught. There's some stuff in the spirit that you can carry. I love the teaching. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I love to be taught. I'm just mesmerized by some of Shane's wisdom in that realm. And I love that. But I'll tell you right now, I want an anointing that can activate what I hear in the natural, that it transfers into the spirit and shifts out of my life and affects atmospheres and changes the temperature of a room. And I want to be able to walk into rooms and see the power of God influence people, and they're never the same again. Because that's really what we're here for. We're here to be a reflection of Jesus. That's the way I read it. So I want to just say it's better caught than taught. So when we understand that whole water thing he was talking about, the water flows and it gets mingling between us, and you catch a little bit of what's on the person. In fact, it's just, the Bible's beautiful. I love the Word of God. I love the Word of God. That's why this is such good stuff. I love the Word of God. And the Word of God will activate faith in your life. In fact, you won't have faith without the Word of God. Some people say to me, haven't heard God. You know, if I put up your hand right now, if you've heard God in the last week. Some people say, yeah, well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, good, good. That's fantastic. Because people say to me, I haven't heard God speak for ages. Well, how long since you read the book? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So it's real simple to hear the Word of God. To hear God speak to you, I mean, he's speaking to me on a constant, ongoing, we're in dialogue, okay? God and me are in dialogue. I'm not waiting till I get home in my little secret room. We're in dialogue as I walk through life. If you're not in dialogue, you're probably missing out on half of what God wants to do in your life. If you're waiting till you get to the secret place, whatever that might be, your closet or whatever, you're probably missing what God wants to do in your life right here, right now. And we've got to be consistently in tune with God. I think that's one of the greatest miracles that ever happened in my life, that I became acquainted, not familiar, acquainted with the voice of the Holy Spirit in my life. It's changed my life from the day I got born again. And I'm still living on the edge of that. Somebody said to me one day, Don, what are you on? I'm on the Holy Spirit. And I've been riding that trip for about 45 years now. Probably not that long, actually, somewhere around there. 40 years. We've been married to this beautiful woman here. I've been married to her for 45 years now. And that's another good thing. If you want to be able to hear God, most of his talking he does through your wife. And I just think there's a bit of wisdom there, you know, okay? For those of you not married, hurry up and get married, okay? So God tells Samuel here to go anoint David, the son of Jesse. He arrives there and it says down in verse 11, I think it's verse 11. No, it's verse 13 actually. Very small print in these little Bibles. Verse 13, it says, "So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. And Samuel then went to Ramah." I want to tell you, the power of God wants to come upon every single person here, that we would flow in victory, live in victory, and live above every circumstance. See, who was it? Smith Wigglesworth said, "I'm not governed by the circumstances around me. I'm not governed by the feelings that are in me. There's only one thing that matters in my life, and it's the Word of God, which unlocks the anointing over my spirit." And I want more anointing, less of me. And I'm consistently praying. That's what we pray for. And one more verse I'm going to read you here. And it's in verse 35. It says, no, sorry, verse 18, actually, when you get closer to it. and one of the servants said, "I have seen Jesse, I have seen the son of Jesse of Bethlehem, who knows how to play the harp. He is a brave man, a warrior. He speaks well. He is fine looking, and the Spirit of the Lord is with him." There's something happens to you when the anointing of God is on you. We become different to what we were in the past, and we become different in every environment we're in because the light of God shines. The Bible says, Jesus said, you can't light a candle and hide it under the bed. You've got to get the thing out for people to see. That would be the truth for our lives and every circumstance and every realm we're in. See, I believe God wants to unlock the miraculous today. I believe He wants to unlock miracles. I believe God wants to unlock faith in this place. And I believe every one of us is a miracle worker. Oh yeah, we go to lots of conferences and we hear lots of teaching and lots of word on it. But I reckon God's saying in 2019, nearly 2020, get ready, I'm going to activate the body of Christ that we all become revivalists in Jesus' name. Because I don't believe the Bible talks about pew sitting. It's just, Samuel was going down to activate, to actually get David going under the anointing. And I want to say today, let's get you going under the anointing. And let's get me going. And let's get everybody going. And let's get a revival happening in Jesus' name. All right? So the anointing will do a couple of things in your life. Number one, it'll propel you toward your destiny. Everybody wants to find their destiny. Everybody wants to do something in God. Everybody wants to find, where do I fit? How do I fit? It's like a jigsaw. Where do I fit? We wonder for years. I meet people years after they've been born again, still trying to find where they fit. Let's get fitted in the Holy Spirit today. At this meeting, let's get fitted and let's get ready to go. Find your place, position yourself and get equipped for what God... The second thing it'll do, it'll change an atmosphere. Whatever atmosphere you're in will be changed by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Atmospheres literally change. I've been on aeroplanes where the entire atmosphere of the aeroplane has shifted just because I'm on there. And it's good in there because you're in a can. Compressed can, a lot of stuff in there, but to be on there and have the anointing of God, why shouldn't it penetrate the entire cabin and affect everybody in it? I've been on aeroplanes where I've literally had revival happen on the aeroplane just because you're on it. And I think wherever we are in life, God wants us to shine with His anointing that we make a difference in Jesus' name, all right? And the third thing the anointing will do in your life, if you're taking notes, even my wife's taking notes, how beautiful is that? Yes. Hades taking notes.
I'm taking notes.
Hamish is drawing pictures. That's how he takes notes. So he has the weirdest note-taking sort of thing. It's like draw pictures, and that's what he does. So the anointing, okay? Let me just share one other scripture with you, and then we're going to get going. I gave it to you, didn't I? Okay. I love that. What is my third point, please? Pastor Jeff here, you must know it.
What's your third point?
Yeah.
I reckon the anointing puts us in a place where we begin to know His will and his wife.
It's beautiful. Give him a hand clap, Pastor Jeff. That's a flipping good point. Third point, the anointing puts us in, it positions us. That's beautiful. Man alive, I've got to hang on. Got a pen, anybody? The anointing positions us for to be activated in God. Because you need to be positioned, because a lot of people wander around, they're out of place. They're out of place. They get in a crowd and they're out of place. They don't feel comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable, you'll never be convinced. If you can't feel that you are God's appointed person for that moment in your world, you'll never be able to flow in the anointing. That's a good point, man. And so you've got to allow the anointing of God to position you. You're here today because God has positioned you in this conference to be right in the right place at the right time. Don't get too excited about that. Right place at the right time. So God will do that. He will position people so that you're alongside circumstances that the only thing that can unlock them is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Another verse from the Bible won't do it. Your wisdom will not do it, but the anointing of the Holy Spirit will crack it and totally destroy. And my final point is, on that note, okay, the anointing enables you to pull down, destroy giants and break down walls and take possession of promised lands. The anointing enables you. That's all you have to write down. It just enables you. The anointing will enable you. You can. Some people are unenabled. You talk to somebody, you put some people in a place, a sick person's in front, they don't know what to do. They ring me up to come and pray. I'm not that flipping famous. Do it yourself. It's like we need to realize that the anointing enables us to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. The anointing enables us to cast out devils, to set prisoners free. The anointing is enabling us. So my whole thinking on this, the theme here, is to become what God destined us to be. Hello, to become what God destined us to be. And I think we can all be that. If we're in an environment that requires a miracle, we should be the ones laying hands. So I anoint you all right now to just lay hands on the sick and see them recover in Jesus' name. And you know, I was sitting in a conference the other day, actually. In fact, I got, no, I shouldn't say that. I'm a little bit edgy. I can't sit for too long. Anybody like me? Okay, there you go. So I have to activate stuff. So I was in this meeting and it was a fantastic message. The guy preached a fantastic message. Then we came back for the second service, third service, fourth service, by the fourth, and it was 3 days conference, so a lot of messages. And by the fifth message, I thought, boy, I've got enough to go and change the world. Anybody ever thought like that? I've heard enough right now. We write down these notes, we put them on a bookshelf and we go home, but we never do anything with it. And I wrote down all these notes and I thought, man, I'm going to get and change. I said to Julia, see you later. I'm going to get and get someone saved. And I went out and I literally that afternoon led two people to Christ, gave away a car, had a revival, and it's still living on right now. Then I arrived back at the meeting after I'd given away the car. I didn't have, you know, I was a bit angry at God because he told me to give away the car and I didn't have money. And I was thinking how much I was lacking. And I walked into the very conference that I'd been in for too long. And I walked back into it. And a guy, I didn't even recognize him. As far as I'm concerned, I never met him in my life, could be here today. But he walked up to me and he says, Pastor Don McDonnell, is it, I presume. And he said, God spoke to me in the last session and told me that I've got to give you this. And he pulled out an envelope and gave me the envelope with the finance in it, which was the exact amount that I just gave away in the car I gave away that I was mad for God to tell me to give it away. Some of us have never, ever unlocked that supernatural realm in our life, but God wants us to be hearing his voice to such a degree that he can unlock revival in every one of our lives. Yeah. You're not looking excited enough to me. And so the next, I want to share one more passage of the Bible and then we're going to get into it. So we're not into it yet, all right? Here it is in Ezekiel. I love this Ezekiel stuff. And And Ezekiel chapter 1, it simply says this, don't turn there, just listen to me. Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day, that while I was among the exiles in by the Kibar River, that the heavens were open and I saw visions of God. On the fifth day of the month, it was the fifth year of the exile of King Jehoiakim, and the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel. That's, he's talking about himself here, Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, by the Kibar River in the land of the Babylonians, and there the hand of the Lord was upon me. Now, this is, I love the word of God, okay? Because it unlocks you into dreaming bigger than you are, into being bigger, living bigger. That's why Mark 11, 22, Jesus simply, they came to Jesus, they said, how did you do that with the tree, the fig tree, and all that, how did it happen? He said, have faith in God. That's where it's all at, just have faith. That was Jesus. Mark 11, 22 says, have faith in God. Then 23, I really love 23, because Jesus then speaks to them about how that's activated in your life. And he says that without faith, we can do nothing, but with faith, we can move mountains. We can unlock possibilities. We can shift every shackle out of the way. In fact, I love what it says in the Bible. Let's get a hold of it today and go with it. Are you with me? And so here we've got Ezekiel. This is a couple of observations in this. A man who is anointed, okay? He's been in captivity and he's got it. He's been chalking up on the prison wall. He knows exactly how long they've been there. And after all those years, in the 13th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of our captivity, I still remembered who I was. And one of the great keys in our life is to know who we are when we go through trouble, when we go through difficulty, when we go through the valley, is to know that I am a son or a daughter of the living God. Because it's often when you're going through stuff that God will put people alongside you who need a revival in their world, and we are there to change the atmosphere. You won't change it if you don't know who you are. And we need to know who we are, what we are, and what we're there for, okay? So he says there, he says, I, Ezekiel, the priest. I just love that. I think that is so powerful. And then he goes on and he talks about, and I looked and I saw a storm coming. You know, it's amazing, but a lot of people look and they're trying to see, what do you see in the storm? You see, a lot of people see a storm, see trouble, see difficulty, see obstacles, but I want to see the power of God, because Ezekiel says, I saw the Lord in the storm. On that day, I saw the Lord. Let's lift up our eyes and get ready to see God, see what he will do, see what he can unlock in our lives, and let him be God over everything we do. Okay, I told you I didn't need this pulpit thing. There it is. You can have that. And I just want to share one more scripture with you, and then we're just going to release God to do what he wants to do. Are you okay with that? And I'm excited about God wants to do stuff in our life right now that is incredibly powerful. And if I could find the verse, I wanted to be a massive help, all right? And we're getting there. Here's an opportunity. Right now, just close your eyes. Take a moment. Whisper under your breath or however you want to do it, but say, God, I am ready to receive. Just say that to yourself. God, I am ready to receive. And here it is. As a keyboardist comes, have we already got one? No. A keyboardist comes. Thank you, Jesse. Luke 6:45, I love this. The good man, the redeemed, blood-brought son of the living God. Incidentally, the oil can't go where the blood hasn't been. Where the blood flows, it cleanses from all. The Bible clearly says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And we're made righteous. You can't get righteous. I don't care how good you think you are. You can't get righteous. But you are made righteous by the work of the cross, where Jesus hung on the cross and redeemed you and set you free from every sin. That's why when the devil comes and tries to condemn you, he ain't got no power. He has no voice. He has no victory. He cannot condemn you because we're blood washed. under the Son of God. That's why the oil can flow on our life. And it says this: the good man brings good things out of the good treasure of his heart. The evil man brings evil things out of the evil of his heart. For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's always going to be out of the overflow, out of the overflow. What's on the inside of you? It's what's in you. What's flowing out of you? What are you connected to? And I want to kind of finish there today, and I want to say, let's get connected to the power of the Holy Spirit this morning. This afternoon, sorry. And I brought with me a tap, okay? I brought a tap. It's a outdoor tap. I thought an outdoor tap would be good. In fact, I went and saw my plumber friend while you guys were eating lunch, and I said, man, I need a tap. What do you got? And he said, I wanted a faucet, actually. I want a faucet, because you all understand a faucet. And we had a black man from Africa in this church. His name's Pastor Timothy Wambara. He was here a while ago. Pastor Timothy came. And he came in here, and he's pretty much not spent time in the Western world. Lloyd, correct me if I'm wrong. Anyway, he saw the faucets on the wall in our house, and he asked if he could take some of them back to Africa, to Arusha, because they're amazing things. When you turn them on, water comes out. In Arusha, in Africa, you've got to get on a pump, and you've got to do all sorts of things to get the water flowing. And you've got to dig a well, you've got to do some stuff. I want to say, get hungry for what God wants to do. Because I believe God wants to move a revival in our time, in this hour, and in our generation. Our generation's hungry for a revival. You wonder why young people are saying, man, I don't even know if the Word of God's true any longer, because the power of the Word of God brings revelation to the Word of God, and people wake up. And we can't be, why is Jesus asleep? And if Jesus is asleep in your boat, it's so that you'll wake up and say, Jesus, I'm awake to take command here. Empower me now so we can do something with your glory and with your majesty. And so Timothy came here and he said, can I take some of these taps back? Because he kind of had the thinking, if he just put this tap on the wall, that water would come out of it. And we had to explain to him that water, it's got miles of pipes back to the, sadly to say, the Waikato River. Some of you are from the Waikato here. The Waikato River. And if you drive past there, you hate to think that's what's coming out of your tap. And anyway, but we've got miles of plumbing and irrigation to make water come out of this. And so he's saying, but if I could just take it back and screw it on the wall, surely it would work. But no, it won't work. And like some of our life, we can look good. That's why I wanted a faucet, a nice chrome faucet that looks good. But I got an old huckery tap here because it reminds me more of me. And because this is what we are. And the thing is, you see, some of you want to have some flow in your life because it's out of the overflow. See, I lay hands on the sick and they get healed. I see people delivered, set free. And it's because of the overflow. It's because what is on the inside is flowing out because the Word's coming in and unlocking the power of God. And so when someone needs healing, I can just come along with my tap like this. And when I get there, God says, turn it on. So we just turn it on. Oh. Baptized. Still got some water in it. Sadly to say, some of us, that's all we got. Because the last time we were connected to anything that delivered a flow was too long ago. And it's time to get reconnected to the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, because it brings you alive on the inside and you become more enthusiastic and more excited than you've ever been in your entire life. And that's, I think it was Charles Finney, they came to watch him. Did I get it on your iPhone? No, but you're baptized. And they came to watch him. I can't remember the guy's name actually, but they came to watch him preach and they said, how can you stay so enthusiastic? How can you draw such huge crowds? And he said, it's real easy. I just set myself on fire and people come and watch me burn. And I believe right now, let's set ourselves on fire with the anointing of the Holy Spirit and let's burn with the love of Christ and change our worlds in Jesus' name. And that's really operated by getting under the anointing, getting under the flow, getting reconnected to the Father, getting reconnected. You can't live without it. You've got to be connected. See, in Matthew 25, Jesus tells an amazing parable about some five wise virgins and five foolish virgins. And the only difference between wise and foolish was that their oil level was low. That's the only difference. They're still looking beautiful, still shiny, still looking great, but no oil in their vessel from the unwise virgins. The others had their vessels full. I'm amazed at the amount of people I meet that will not be overflowing with the glory, the victory, the power of God, the word of God, the worship of God that unlocks you to be an instrument in the hands of a mighty God. And I believe that right now, get ready, because I believe God wants to do some of that this afternoon. Are you ready? I mean, here's this tap. It's not connected to anything. Some of us are like, man, I'm looking good. I'm looking like I'm action. You can turn me on. Turn me on. So give me another conference. And don't get me wrong, I think conferences are fantastic, but give me another conference and it'll turn me on. And we're turning you on. And even myself, I'm preaching myself here, because I go to as many conferences as most, and go along there, we get turned on, we come in there, ah, boy, I'm ready to go. But we're not connected for the next day, and the next week, and the next month, and we've got to be consistently connected to the power of a loving, holy God who wants to unlock His victory and flow through us to bring healing, a demonstration, the Bible calls it, of victory to our world right now. And I believe right there, as we get that tap turned on, there should be a flow that comes out of us that literally floods a room with His glory in Jesus' name. And I want to say here today, I believe right now God's about to unlock some things in this room. God's about to unlock the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Some of us haven't flowed in the gifts of the Holy Spirit for a long time. Hi, Singapore. Just want to say, get ready. I'm going to be over there in a day. It's not a video, okay? But I want to say right now, just get ready, because this flow, see, the five foolish virgins, they said, could you give me some of your oil? But the wise virgin said, you go get some for yourself, because I don't want to be low on the flow. I want to be filled myself. Go get some. It's available. It's available. You could go. You could have got yourselves filled up all day long, but you waited too long. Don't wait too long, friends. I believe we're living in a very crucial hour. I believe it's an hour right now to get ready for what God wants to do. I believe revival's coming to New Zealand. I don't know what you believe. And by the lack of excitement, probably not. But I believe that a revival is coming to our nation. I believe that this is the season. You've never been around where there's been an activation to prayer. People have been called to prayer. People want to get into prayer. And whenever that happens, get ready, because God's about to launch a revival in our nation in Jesus' name. And boy, it's going to unlock heaven in this place, let me tell you. So get ready. Whatever you're messing with now, whatever messing with you, whatever's holding you back, that habit, that controlling influence, that unforgiveness in your life, just deal with it today, and let's get ready for God to move in power in our lives in Jesus' name. And I reckon then we can turn on the tap, and like it did for a little while over Wayne, the water came out, all right? And we want to get the flow happening again, because too many people have become disconnected. Yesteryear, you were connected. There's a lot of apathy I see in the kingdom of God. And I believe that I'm called to unlock apathy and launch people into an excitement of receiving what God wants to do. I remember driving north a few years ago, and we were driving right up the north. We were going to go up there and build a house, actually. And then I looked at my fuel gauge, and I thought, yeah, I've got enough. And then I saw a sign on the side of the road, and it said, last petrol station before the Cape. And it was like, shall I, shan't I, shall I, have I got enough? I reckon a lot of people live their lives like that. Man, the last gas station, the last opportunity to fill up, get in there and fill that baby up to the top. Carry a spare can if you like for someone else, but get filled with the anointing in Jesus' name, because God wants us to flow. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We hope you are inspired and encouraged to become more like Jesus and change your world. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, make sure you click follow and share it with others so no one misses out. We love you. Have a blessed week.